This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This seems like a fun topic. Let's talk about drunk decisions.
Yeah!
Ooh!
Is this one right now?
Yeah. Coming to work like this.
Oh my gosh.
Everybody in the room has done something.
Hundreds of things.
Okay. But we need the best of the best. Because the story that I just saw is probably one of my favorite stories.
I saw the video and I thought
Are you talking about the seagull?
No.
The seagull's what I'm talking about.
What?
So a woman in England was drunk. She's leaving the pub and she's walking along the street and she doesn't remember this part, but she sees a broken down seagull.
Broken down.
Like it's hurt.
Oh, baby.
So she picked it up.
This reminds me of my dog.
And took it home.
What?
She
inside?
Just picked it up?
Uh-huh. Because it was hurt enough that it wasn't trying to get away. Now, I don't know if you guys know how big seagulls are, but they're not little.
No.
And if they stretch their wings out, I don't know how this little woman did it.
She said, I'm going to fix it, though. I'm going to nurse it back to health.
What?
Like most women with men.
Yeah. But then while she...
Find us on the street somewhere.
While she slept it off, the bird is just everywhere in her house, pooping and barfing, just doing all hurt bird.
Erica? Like most men?
Oh, like most men. I thought you were asking for a sound effect, and I was like... No.
So then the next day she took the bird to the vet. She learned the bird had bird flu.
Oh, no.
So that bird had spread bird flu.
Ugh, gross.
She basically had to clean her house with fire because she let a sick bird just.
And you know, when I saw the headline for that, I thought it said she had to bleach her horse. So I'm glad it was her house.
Well, I rode home with the seagull on the back of my horse, and then I had to clean. Yeah, so that is a drunk decision.
Yeah.
Because I think if I see a sick bird, like right now, stone cold sober.
I'm putting it out of its misery. Yeah. We're done.
We're done with that
I'm
bird.
I'm just not intervening.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Right. But drunk, like you have it in you just now. You're like, oh. Like,
yeah.
You like a bottle of Kim Crawford. You're going to try to help that bird.
Try not to take down bottles of that anymore, but yeah.
I've watched it with me own eyes.
That's true.
I've seen you. Anyway, that's a drunk decision. Which one were you talking about, Erin?
I was talking about the airport one because I saw a video of it and I thought it happened at DIA.
So some dude commandeered one of the golf carts.
Yeah.
Well, the ones that they're always driving around. And
those
I'd like to
limo
know.
Golf carts.
Like, you're not supposed to get on it, but then right. Who are they driving around for?
No, I don't know. And then because we're all walking in the way, they're going slower. Yes. Than it's like, if you think you're VIP on that thing, it's not working. If you're genuinely hurt in some way, just get a wheelchair.
Right.
You're going to get through the crowd faster than that damn golf cart. But yeah, he was just hammered and took it over.
He took it through the moving walkways. So it's like one wheel or like one side is up on the glass.
Oh.
And like it is. Killer.
Don't so the video is awesome.
Kind of understand though. Like if you're delayed at an airport, it's late, you're drunk. What else is there to do?
At the airport is when I've made most of my drunken decisions. Yeah.
Right.
Who gets drunk at the airport? That when sounds terrible.
If you're delayed.
Yeah. You have no choice.
For hours and hours. What else are you going to do?
And if you're in one of the lounges where the booze is free.
See, I'm not that well off.
Bougie. I lost several $1,000 because the moving walkway was right below the Amex lounge.
Oh.
And there was a guy next to me who was equally as plowed. So we began to bet it like they were the horses. Oh my. So we were like, girl in the sundress is going to get there faster. And then we're like, go, 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 go. And they're looking up and we're distracting them. And whoever hits the line first. And like we're trading and I lost a ton. I started going
coming around the bend.
Yes, it was...
Was that your drunk decision?
That was my drunk decision. Okay. Oh, yeah, great. Just like, if you've made a stupid decision because of alcohol, but it's funny, we'd like to hear your story. 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
I don't necessarily have like a whole, I mean, I've made plenty of horrible decisions while drinking, but this one in college is the funniest. We, you know, go out. There's this one seedy karaoke bar we would go to every freaking weekend. We get home and I get up for class. Oh yeah, it wasn't even a weekend. I was getting up for class and I was searching for my tennis shoes to like run out the door. I found my like pink and black running shoe, like my Nike that I had not been wearing the night before in the bathtub. I was never in the bathtub.
You sure you weren't in the bathtub?
I'm certain I wasn't in the bathtub. Okay. And my college roommates and I laugh about that to this day because
you don't know how it
the
got in the bathtub?
The other one was in my bedroom, and I put one in the bathtub. It felt important at the time.
Were you trying to convince yourself to shower in the morning? Or like...
Sometimes you do leave little notes for yourself in that way. It's like, you're going to need this shoe,
you
but I want
going,
you to be clean.
We're going maybe, hard right now. You need to shower in the morning.
You got to go to the gym
or
tomorrow.
Before you shower. That's maybe. Why the shoe's in there, so you go to shower and go to work out.
Sometimes drunk you smarter than sober you.
Yeah, because you didn't... pick up on it.
Yeah, I never decoded that one.
I don't know. I had friends who...
I'm going to be thinking about that for a little while because it is diabolical and smart, but it's also really dumb.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
I had friends, it was senior skip day, and so they all skipped school and they had a little party, highly illegal. Cops were called, cops showed up, all the kids scattered, and the kid whose house it was at, he thought, well, they saw me and they saw me run. So the only way I can get out of this is if I shave my head because they saw a kid running away with black hair. And if a bald kid comes back, that's not me.
Oh my God.
What?
So he shaved his head.
The logic, he just happened to have a shaver.
He went to like the neighbor's house who he knew and like used their clippers, came back with the shaved head. Police were still there and were like, yeah, it's you. Clearly there's hair all over you. Like you just shaved your head.
Oh my God.
And it was the end of the year, so it was right before
senior pictures,
the graduation ceremony, all the like end of year senior stuff. And we were like a year behind them, so we were getting texts throughout the day of all this is happening. Like, we're having a party. It's going great. Oh, no. Oh, cops are here. God. Okay. Bo shaved his head. We're like, what is going on? And they all got pulled into the office later that day, and we saw him, and he was indeed had a shaved head with hair all over him and stuff. Very itchy looking.
Was it patchy?
He was, yes.
Because he's not. He's in a hurry.
Oh. He's in a hurry, and he's inebriated. He's
okay.
Oh, yeah.
These are great ones. We want to hear yours, too. What was your drunk decision? 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're looking for drunk decision stories, and we're noticing a little bit of a pattern.
No, before we go to the phones, can I please read this text? I do think this yes. is from a woman, but it's not confirmed.
Okay.
I saved a DP, a relations related photo.
Eggplant.
Oh.
I saved a DP, I thought, but then I went to my text feed of my new boss and accidentally pasted the picture of the DP along with my text message.
Oh no.
So
she got a raise.
Worse than that. She got a raise.
We have no resolution?
Oh
no.
Wow.
Oh, and she said this was at DIA getting ready to get on a plane.
So she was hammered.
Yes.
And then just got the DP and said, thought and she was hitting save.
I love a girl who's getting a DP at the airport.
Okay. Can we unpack that later?
Yeah.
Austin.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
Drunk decisions. What happened to you?
So I took a semester off between high school and college, but I had friends that went to college down in Grand Junction, and I decided I was going to go down and visit them. And the one thing that stuck in my head was before I left, my mom said, don't get in trouble.
Great advice.
We went out, and we were in one of my buddy's dorms, and we were sitting there drinking, ready to go to some parties. And I proceeded to get a lot more drunk than I wanted to. Mm. And the RA of the hall comes by and knocks on the door and is like, hey, we hear music, and it smells like alcohol and weed in here. We're going to have to search the room. And my buddy Edwin slams the door in the RA's face, and turns to us and says, hide everything. And in my head, I'm like, oh no, I'm going to get arrested by the RA and get in trouble, and my mom's going to be pissed.
Yeah.
So Edwin lived on the second floor, and he had a balcony.
Oh.
So I'm like, I'm not getting in trouble. And
you jumped?
To the railing, and I jumped, and watching parkour
Watching parkour is different than doing parkour.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Especially when you're...
It ended up working in my favor. I rolled out of it. I looked up at my best friend, Will. I was like, that was freaking awesome.
But did you take the drugs with you, idiot?
And also, were you hurt?
And you're using a lot of first names in telling this story.
Yeah, no, Austin, that was a great decision. Thanks for the call, man. DJ?
Yeah.
Drunk decision. What happened to you?
So me and my roommate were drinking. We thought it was a good idea for me to get on his back and go down two flights of stairs. Very last step, he falls forward. I go flying and scrape my whole face on the asphalt. And now I have a scar right on my eyebrow to prove it.
Oh my gosh, the asphalt. You didn't even do this on like a carpeted surface?
This is awesome.
No, it was the outside stairs from our upstairs apartment.
Weirdly, I've always wanted the scar in my eyebrow, that whole Charlie Puth kind of credibility you get with that.
Yeah.
I know I don't have eyebrows.
Get on my shoulders. We'll do it.
Thank you. Tom.
Yay.
Drunk decisions. What'd you do?
So I was drunk and I felt queasy and I threw up in a 12-pack box and we had a bunch of friends around and the friend that came in actually grabbed that 12-pack box and put it on his head as a hat and the puke went all over it.
No.
Oh, my.
No, Tom,
yeah,
no.
That really happened.
Yes.
You don't puke in boxes that people might wear as hats.
Turn a negative into something positive.
He set it down on the table. He came walking in and put it on his ass.
I know, but, like, I'm sorry. Good on you for not barfing everywhere. But, like, now you take your barf away.
Right.
You don't
leave the barf.
Yeah, you don't leave it on the table. Thanks, man. There's actually a female.
Yay!
Brianne.
Yay!
Yay! Drunk Yay! Decisions. Hello. What was yours?
Well, I used to live in the ghetto, and I parked my car, and I'm like thinking, you know, my apartment almost got broken into at one point. So I thought it'd be a really good idea back in the early 2000s to bring my 100 CD case inside.
Oh, smart.
Inside my apartment, along with other paraphernalia that I had on me. And I put it inside my oven for some weird reason.
Oh, boy.
And then the next day I got up to cook a pizza in the morning.
No.
And I forgot that I put everything in the oven. Yeah. So I smelled burning. And there comes all my 100 books of CDs and other things. So it was a really smart decision.
Mm. Are we going to acknowledge that this was drunk decisions? And she said, I parked my car.
You know, I was trying to.
I'm just burning some CDs.
Oh.
It's getting hot in here.
No.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
It's time for that song that's sweeping the nation.
Yeah, Jones.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
I've been giving it some serious thought. We might have to redo the jingle. Might have to just start over. No one ever nopes anything anymore. We're all just too damn polite. It's like we're just too polite. It's, you know, yeah. I want to, like, sometimes when Erica's on a Taylor Swift jag or whatever, I want to nope her, but I'm too afraid of Swifties. Because I know they'll come for
yes. me. Yes, I feel that way too. I'm just about anything. I'm too afraid. Like, what if the listeners really want to hear it? Who am I to nope it?
And usually if it's Taylor Swift, they do. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you.
News that you're really going to want to nope. Because it's that bad. And Just Like That on HBO is ending at last. It's had three seasons and people have hated it all along.
Yep. It's not good. You try?
I did. I watched the first two, maybe one and a half seasons and never picked it back up. It is brutal to watch. Sex in the City was everything.
It was defining, right?
I've been trying to watch it, but like I keep
You're trying to watch it and Just Like That?
No, Sex in the City.
You know? Interesting.
It doesn't. I don't know that it holds up.
I get through episodes and then I'm like,
you've
I'm bored.
Just never watched it. No. I've watched it all the way through probably three or four times.
Oh my God. Gross.
I'm one of those girls. Like, I'm like, I want to be a Carrie Bradshaw. I love that show. Although Carrie Bradshaw sucks in Just Like That.
Is that the one where the dude died on the Peloton?
Yes. Okay. It's, yes. Yes.
He really
Spoiler
did.
Alert.
I don't know.
Yeah. First episode of the whole thing.
Oh, is it big?
So it was big. It was just announced that this is the third season that's airing and there will be no more. And a lot
of
people
are admitting that it sucks, or is that their admission? Or they're just like, everybody wants to move on.
No, Sarah Jessica Parker. No, I do think it's like, yeah, like we're done. But Sarah Jessica Parker wrote a whole thing and basically just said, Carrie Bradshaw has dominated my professional heartbeat for 27 years. I think I have loved her most of all. So she wrote a very long thing before that.
Okay.
It's kind of sad.
Who didn't come back?
Samantha, because she did not get along with
the trampy one.
SJP. I wouldn't call her that. I would say that she was sex positive.
Okay.
Yep.
I feel like I said the exact same thing.
No. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm sorry.
Is this a new trend? Beards have been all the rage. Mustaches have been following.
I don't know.
But Jason Momoa has shaved off his beard for the first time in 6 years.
No way. Let me see.
Well, I only have a still. And it's not that great. It's like in the process of shaving.
I don't like it.
He's defined by that ruggedness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he made a big change probably a couple years ago because he got the head tattoos, like the tribal head.
Yeah.
So he had to shave the sides of his
head. But he has tattoos underneath his hair?
Yeah. So he had the long hair. Then he shaved the sides, left it kind of long on top, did the tattoo, and then I think grew it out again from there.
Mm-hmm. Why would you tattoo a place that you're growing hair on?
I always thought I thought hair wouldn't grow if you tattooed it. Do you know?
No, it grows.
It'll grow through it?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like if you have arm hair and you tattoo it, it's
Does your fiance
grow.
Shave his arms?
No.
Oh. A lot of people who really love their tattoos shave their arms.
Do shave their arms.
Because they just want it to look.
But see, that feels like removing your tattoo slowly.
No, you don't shave it with like, I think you shave it with like like clippers and not like,
okay,
not like a razor.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to him. Do yeah. we, can we put,
so would you guys shave your beards as part of the trend?
He's still hot.
I don't think he's
but
as
we'll
hot.
We'll see if there's something the clean shaven faces.
I mean, it seems like he's still hot, but we're a little unsure about Jason Momoa. What are you going to say about me when I shave? It's not going to look good.
But
if even he's like, if people are like on the fence,
Hack's got a baby face. He needs the beard.
I know, but you guys saw Dane at Live at 5. He's way shaved up.
He's just tighter, but he's still got hit. Like if he took it all the way off, I don't know if the
no. If he took it all, he asked if he could take it all the way off, and I said you can.
Oh my God, you're such a woman. Will you just say what you want?
Have fun.
I am saying what. He
no,
knows
you're
what
not.
I want.
You're like you can.
I'm saying if you need to do that for you, absolutely.
Yeah, but, oh my God, that's
you.
So passive aggressive. That just say I would prefer you don't.
He knows that's what I'm saying.
No, he. Oh my
but
God.
But I will always support him if he wants to.
I want you to know. That when in the time comes, I'm giving him my divorce attorney and not you.
Wow.
You are evil.
You guys are going to live happily ever
That's
after.
That's a sickening really. Thing to say.
All right. Okay, sorry.
Good evening.
Okay. Wait for it to start.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Apologies are in order from the News or Nope desk, specifically Aaron, as Justin Timberlake reveals.
I am.
Maybe the reason he wasn't singing so much on the tour, he's got Lyme disease.
I'm going to say this. Little convenient there, Justin. I don't know that I don't want to
he
victim blame.
He obviously has it.
Or he...
There's no way he's like, I'm just going to throw Lyme disease out there.
Obviously. Just look at him.
No.
He's green.
I'm saying that would be awful.
I thought the same thing. I'm like, very convenient. Right when there's a little stir about people like, he's not really dancing. He's not really singing. He's just kind of going through the motions. Then he releases it. Or, I don't know.
And he gets a DUI just before the tour and the whole thing. And it's like, I was kind of leaning towards he's got a little bit of a problem. His wife doesn't seem to be as into him.
I think you're making a lot of assumptions.
But then if he got diagnosed, then why didn't he tell anybody when he got diagnosed? Why did
he
finish the tour first?
He said he wanted to keep it a secret and finish the tour because it brings him joy or whatever. But if kudos to him, if that were me, I would want every excuse out there. Because what he was doing was low-key pathetic.
It was subpar, right?
It also sounds like this was his last tour.
I did see that. But you know what else I read? Is that like he's going to concentrate on NSYNC. He's now going to try to have four other guys prop him up. And maybe they'll do the...
Hell yeah, brother.
Yeah,
that would be great news. I love NSYNC.
Brother. So, do you want to apologize to him for like all the trash talk? Yeah, isn't that what you were asking for?
We can discuss it.
I wasn't the one that said it seems like his wife is angry with
him. So is it me that asked about it?
He said he's green.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
No, are you not ready?
No, I am.
It's Friday.
Woo!
And that means it's Feel Good Friday.
Yay.
Should there be words to this? Erica was just giving vibes like, it's Feel Good Friday.
It reminds me of Willy Wonka.
I feel like I'm on a nice little walk. I'm on like a power walk.
You are?
That's I nice. Feel like I'm going to fall into a chocolate river and drown.
There are two kinds of people. You're either an Aaron or you're an Erica.
Does everybody have a story?
Yes.
I want to say that sometimes if the stories get long, we may not get to all four of us because we don't have an unlimited amount of time.
Are you setting yourself up to not have to go today?
No, I have a great story. I'll even start.
Okay.
If you want.
Yeah. Where is yours from?
Alaska.
Okay, you can go first. That's fine.
Okay, my story is from Alaska. This isn't stupendously stupid stories, but I would like some sound effects in it.
Okay.
An entire town of Seldovia, Alaska had to come together to rescue a beached whale. I want everybody you know that's Erica. I mostly want Erica's fiance to know
that's Erica. To not know
he doesn't
that I was
know
doing.
When there's sound effects and when it's his actual bride to be.
Right. Well,
keep going.
It's because I'm so good at them.
Have you not seen Finding Nemo? You got to make like.
We need to find his son.
Okay, here's what happened.
Finding Nemo, Dory.
A 15-foot whale came in on low tide and got scratched up on the rocks and was stuck. Now, these things weigh about 3 tons. So there is no way. 3 times 2,000, so 6,000 pounds. The entire town came and they're like, we cannot shove this bad boy back into the water. So it is going to die on the beach.
Oh no.
They all got buckets and towels, covered the whale with the towels, and then kept splashing the whale with the water to keep it wet for hours and hours until the tide came back in.
Wow.
And then it swam away.
That's beautiful.
They saved the whale.
Ooh, thank you.
There you go.
Wow.
Very powerful.
Thanks.
I'll go.
Okay.
This is from The Skies. I don't know where it originated.
The Skies.
Like, this is a story about an airplane.
Okay.
I actually found this on Threads. Just happened to read this last night.
Okay.
And immediately told my fiance, I'm going to read this.
I can't wait.
I was flying home from DC, and as luck had it, I got bumped up to first class. You know what? I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll just tell you. Okay. So the, the writer was moved up to first class, but like paid the ticket. You know, when they're like, we have a seat available. It's pretty cheap. Paid the ticket, moved to first class.
Nice.
As I believe it's a he was boarding the plane, he noticed that there was like a man with an oxygen tank in the seat next to his, and his wife was in there trying to help get him situated and was apologizing, like, I'm so sorry, I'm in your seat, all of that. And he just, it was the only free seat left, so they moved the man with the oxygen tank there to have more space.
Oh.
So the man said, would you like to sit with your husband? And the wife kind of was confused and just said, I'm in coach. Like, oh. I'll be right out of your way. Oh. And so he said again, would you like to sit with your husband? And the flight crew became aware and they came up and they're like, we can't refund you for the seat. And he said, that is no problem.
I don't care.
And took the seat in coach. Flight crew offered him free drinks. He's like, I don't drink. But they gave him warm cookies the entire flight. So woman. This woman could sit with her husband. Oh. And he said, I may have lost the leg room, but I definitely won the snack game.
That's cute.
I know.
No need to repay me. I'll be bragging about it on social media later.
He didn't ruin it.
There's no way it's you. Okay. Go ahead. Oh, it's him. I get it. Yeah, I thought you were saying.
No, the guy.
Yeah. He's like, you're right. Just do it. And don't. Yeah.
But he did do it. That's
I know,
the
but
point.
You
did.
I need to point out a quick little fact here. It's Feel Good Friday.
You're right.
Yeah.
You're
don't
right.
You think that he did that to encourage others to do the same? That could be. If
oh, that's why he bragged about it?
Why he wrote about it. Yeah. It was like,
do the right thing.
Do this. Yes. Do the right thing.
Because it's Feel Good Friday, I do think that's why.
Perfect.
But when this is over, I'll tell you the truth.
Gosh.
Who's going?
For the staff at the Denver Museum of Nature and Science.
Oh, hold on. We have a sound for that.
My kids just went there.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cool.
They might have seen this. They found a new vertebrae from a 67 million year old plant eating dinosaur in the parking lot underneath the building.
What?
They were looking at expanding, doing some drilling project, and they found
there's a dead dinosaur
underneath
where
the
dead
museum.
Dinosaurs are.
Yeah.
What?
So hopefully
that's
we'll be seeing
cool.
that on display soon.
Okay.
Mine's a short one,
wow.
but I'm just proud
cool.
of Denver.
What
that's
are the odds?
Yeah, one in I don't actually have the answer.
Eternity.
Doesn't look like we have time for this.
Okay.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I
made sure
negative.
Mine was short. Okay.
My story, also out of Colorado.
Ah.
Specifically, I want to say it right. Netherland, Colorado?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Okay. Very proud of you.
Okay, so there's a man
from he was in the Vietnam War, and when he was in the war, he would often picture a carousel on a hill because he figured, I'm going to picture with the most different scenario from where I'm in to try to...
Oh, that was like his happy place.
Yes. If he pictured this, okay. He held a music box that his sister gave him, and he pictured this carousel on the hill and was like, someday I'll get back to that. You know, life will be good again. He came back and he bought in 1986, 18 years after he was deployed, he bought a broken down carousel. He hand carved all new animals for the carousel.
Oh my gosh.
And in 2010, the carousel opened in Nederland, Colorado. And now over 1 million people have ridden this carousel. It's called the Carousel of Happiness. This story means a lot to me. I didn't realize this was here. I will definitely be checking it out because my wife has always loved carousels. And I proposed to my wife at a carousel.
No, you did not.
I did. I did.
Oh my gosh.
We made the newsletter. And then we both ended up working at the carousel afterwards for a brief moment. So this one specifically touches my heart.
Oh my gosh, you've got to take your kids.
Yeah.
And your wife.
I think. How far is Nederland?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
We want to talk about, what are we calling it? Coolest job ever?
Yeah.
Sure.
Most wicked job ever?
Not that one.
Okay.
We're not in like Boston.
All right. There was a list of like greatest jobs on the history, in the history of the planet Earth. I think we have one.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, we meet rock stars. We do. I do want to say, I want to, the other day we were talking about something and we said something about being here 4 hours a day, and people write in texts a lot and they're like, if you honestly believe we get here like at 3 o'clock and we are out of here at 7 o'clock, you're like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We really get here at like 1 and we leave like 2:30. No, we're here. And we start doing like, but like,
but
still,
think about it. You wake up in the morning and you're like, there's an email or there's a meeting or there's something to think about.
Right.
So we're kind of working on
prepping, prepare all that. Yeah.
But prepping is like, we're watching TikTok videos. So we know what you watched.
But it is still part of the job.
Yeah.
I have to post on social media a lot. So does Aaron. It's part
of
the job.
I mean, we all do.
Yeah. We'll go with
Nobody
that.
Nobody genuinely believes that I mean, I send you guys pictures.
Every once in a while.
Okay.
Right. We have a really good job.
Yeah. We do.
Yeah.
But can you beat it? Like, what's a better job?
Ooh.
One that's similar to us that I actually do watch a lot of TikTok videos for. There's kind of two of them, but it's in the same realm. Voice acting and Foley artists. So dope.
Foley artist is something I've always wanted to
do. What is a Foley? Yeah.
They're the sound effects.
How do you all just like know the word for that?
Because once you've started to watch the videos, like they have this big piece of metal that they go like, and it goes like, it's what makes the thunder sound.
They're watching the show.
Yes, and they're doing it while it's happening. They're like,
and they're like wearing specific shoes and stepping in sand and matching the like character walking. Cool.
And when
like,
somebody breaks a leg, they have celery and they're like.
Yeah. Oh, it's so cool.
I was actually trained in the art of Foley. Yeah.
Were you really?
I had a class on it for sure.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was part of my theater minor. And we had to like put on a radio production where we did all the sound effects and we did all that stuff.
Wow. Yeah. That is so cool.
Erica.
The girls at the time didn't think so.
I could see that.
Erica sort of does that for the show.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You never knew. You're kind of a Foley.
I'll update my resume.
All right. There's one on this list that got us talking about this. The nail polish namer.
I am so jealous of that. And I know a girl whose brother makes the nail polishes, but he does the science. He's like in the chemistry of the nail polish creation.
Ooh, way too
hard. But it's like he's working at the factory where then they're like, well, what's it going to be called?
And then somebody's got to say something like, can you name a nail polish name?
Mod About You.
Oh my God. That's so.
I think it's what's on my toes as we speak.
Mod About You.
Mm-hmm.
There's like Kate Middleton only wears like ballet something.
Ballet bubble bath?
Maybe.
Or ballet slippers?
I think it's ballet slippers.
There's one called Princess's Rule. I've had that before.
Now that you just said Mod About You, I cannot say any of the names, but I had a buddy. He's still in radio and we all know him adjacently. His job was to watch adult movies and come up with the funny name.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Wow.
Really?
Like, that's a name that's like adjacent to a name already.
It's interesting.
Yes.
They don't have that planned out ahead
of time. No, they're just like, they just shoot a bunch of like, you go over there with them and do this or whatever. And it's like, let's tie it all together with.
That's very adjacent to nail polishes.
Yes.
They certainly make the color and then they're like, cherry, cherry, boom.
Yeah. This one, teal, the cows come home. Teal.
Yeah.
Till the cows come home.
And you know?
Yeah.
For what?
They're not all great.
Yeah.
Here's what we want to do, though. If you have had one of these jobs or you know, like we want to hear, make us jealous, even though we have really cool jobs. What is the coolest job you've ever had or ever heard of? 303-222-5423. You can call or text.
You could be a brick master. In fact,
that is one of those jobs.
You're right.
I don't know if it's cool. Son ending up as a brick master.
Hopefully. Yeah. I've seen there's like a guy on TikTok who works at Lego.
Yeah.
And he like knows all the names of the pieces and he shoots like behind the scenes stuff. And it's really cool.
Is his name Jamie?
I don't know.
I'm wondering if he's on Lego Masters.
So there's Lego display at the zoo. Is that what they would do? They would go to like specific locations, build it and then leave.
Yes.
They don't just like.
But they also create the set.
Oh,
so they go, here's what we want to do. Now let's figure out how to make that.
We want to do a Minecraft set. And then they're like, this is what I need. And they
Even when my son and I went to the Lego store and we got the Nike Dunk when they released like the big set. And we were talking to the employee there and he was like, I got to help build some of it. It's really fun. And so that's part of their job. Just at the local store.
Building.
Like for the display. It just comes in and they go, hey, you got to build this today.
That's such a cool job.
Awesome.
Oh, that is cool.
We paid them to get to do it. They got paid.
Because if you've ever spent any time at Children's Hospital Colorado, one of the things there is there is a life, not a life size, that'd be the hospital itself. There is a replica of the hospital.
Oh, wow.
Out of Lego. And I've talked to the employees there and like, Lego just flies a guy in and then they ship just all these brown bricks, gray bricks. And then he goes outside and looks at the hospital and goes, got it. Goes inside, puts it together. And then now they've built a new wing and it's like, fly the guy out. He has to do the next, and it's just like, and there's a helicopter on top.
Wow.
That is the coolest job. The other one I want, I had a friend who did it. It's Secret Shopper.
Yeah.
What's that?
Like places will pay you to go in and just shop and they you get to buy the stuff.
Okay.
But you go into places and just judge their customer service.
Oh, and like, are the displays dirty? Are the, okay. Just,
yep.
Ooh, that'd be nice.
But you're just shopping all, like I love to shop. I know that doesn't
seem. You get tired of it though?
No, because you get to keep the stuff.
You not only get to shop, you get to judge.
Yes.
You're in.
Sign me
shopping,
up.
Shopping, judging. Like you can be rude, you can be fumbly, and they you like you could like set up scenarios. Like I would come in with a cane one day. Like I would do different
and they're
things.
They're like, what's going on with that young man with a cane?
No, I mean you put on a costume.
Yeah. Okay.
Wouldn't you do
so
that?
So you want to be an actor.
No, but you don't get to shop.
Oh my gosh.
All right. If you've got a cool job or you just want to make us jealous, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about people who have jobs that are really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
And we are among that tiny little subset, but we want to feel bad about our jobs. We want to do cooler jobs.
Yeah.
Mary?
Yay!
Well, what's the coolest job ever?
I used to work for Mars, Wrigley. They also own Pedigree, Caesars, Temptations.
Wait, Mars like the candy bars?
Yes, Mars, Wrigley.
And gum.
Did you get to take the candy bars home?
Oh, yes, all the time. I always had candy.
Were there ever products that were never released that you got to try?
Ooh.
No, not really. Hmm. But I lived up in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, which is where the oldest living heir lives, John Mars and his wife, Adrian, and their daughter, Linda. So I would manage the territory.
Wow.
Very
cool.
It's like working for Willy Wonka, dude.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Man.
That's cool. Also the pet side, like in January, the last Friday of every January, they have a dog sled race. This year, it's 31 years. It's called the Pedigree Dog Sled Race. It's fabulous.
Huh. Very cool.
All right, that is a cool job. Yeah. We're jealous. Thank you. John.
Yay.
What's the greatest job ever?
So I live in Denver, but I'm a real estate developer in the Caribbean, and I build overwater bungalow resorts.
Oh my God!
So I go to Belize about 2 weeks out of the month. I'm in Denver 2 weeks out of the month.
I hate him so much.
No, we can't hate him.
Oh my God, we love you, John. How big is your carry-on? Do you think maybe...
do you need people to like test out the development?
Yeah, you do. Don't you think? Don't you think you need that?
I'll tell you what. The current resort that we're building is going to open Christmas of 2026, and I'm going to invite you guys to come for the grand opening.
We will. Can I just tell you this? I want to go to Italy so bad, and that's like on my bucket list, but number two is an overwater bungalow.
Yeah.
Like it's in the Maldives, in the like Fiji has them.
Belize?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, that's where my mom and my stepdad got engaged.
Dude, Belize is like a place to dive. Awesome. Like you can come out of your hotel room and just go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh my God, John, please.
We love you.
Please, will you call us when the resort opens?
I promise I will call, and it will be an unbelievable experience we'll have together.
Dude, I love you. Oh my God,
I'm quitting.
I'm probably quitting my job right now.
No. Don't quit.
Thank you, John. Are you kidding me?
No, that's cool.
Yeah, it's.
But you know what he's not saying?
Hmm.
It is still construction, though. So it's probably not easy.
If he has a family, he's away from his family 2 weeks out of every. Yeah. That's awful.
But he's in an overwater bungalow.
Yeah.
Because he's probably in the one that's built, and he's like yelling at the guys, hey, finish that one.
Right. And then his kid's FaceTiming him. And
why do you make everything sad?
No, I would miss my family.
Not in an overwater bungalow, you would not. I don't think. Right, Hack?
No.
Courtney?
Yay.
Yay.
Coolest job ever. What is it?
I am currently a real estate photographer. So is it,
you just take pictures of grass? Oh, the houses. Oh.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Ding dong.
So everything you see on.
Yeah. Sorry.
Everything you see on Zillow with 3D tours and drones and whatnot, I take pictures of properties all over Denver and even out of state.
That's cool. That's do you get cool. to like go through their closets?
There's some on yes. Zillow where it's like, why did this? They didn't this like show the, like, it's terrible. And I would love to
I'm
do
guessing
that.
It's not Courtney doing those.
No.
Yeah. No, it's like weird houses. You mean right? Yeah. Zillow gone wild?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I watch a lot of HGTV.
I have some stories. But at the same time, I get to do like penthouses and ski towns. And it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Oh, wow. I think the pictures can make or break a list.
For sure.
If you don't... get it right.
Do you do really famous people's houses though? Like, have you done some of the stuff in Cherry Hills and stuff?
Yes.
There's
yes.
famous people in Cherry Hills?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's where all the.
I've done properties that were like on Love Is Blind and stuff like that. So.
Okay. No, oh, yeah. Look who's all of a sudden interested.
Well, because the season's coming out very soon. Thank you.
Courtney, we're going to need to talk to you more often as well. Thank you for the call. Chris?
Yay.
What's the coolest job ever?
I was a youth leader on a cruise ship.
Oh.
So I had to
ask the question, was that fun?
I was a counselor for the 3 to 5 year olds. So parents would drop them off and we would basically entertain them while their parents were doing whatever on the cruise ship. So
I'm sorry, you lost me.
Oh, the 3 to 5 got me bad.
Nope.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah,
if it were teenagers, I couldn't. 3 to 5, I'm in.
Well,
3 to 5?
At nighttime, we have to do the teenagers. So. But during the day, I had the 3 to 5 year olds, and we'd go on treasure hunts where I'd paint mustaches and beards on them, and we'd make balloon swords, and we'd travel the ship looking for treasure.
Do you accept 30-year-olds?
No. Thank you, Chris. I get it, but like they're potty trained by 3, right? So
yeah.
As long as you're not
you
cleaning
hope.
Up poop. What a great transition into Antonio. Antonio?
Yay.
Coolest job ever.
So I obviously work 2 jobs. I work for Amazon, but my best job, my favorite job in the world is I work for a company called N&D Sports.
Okay.
And so I work different events throughout the whole country. My husband and I both do this. And this will be our 8th year working the Albuquerque International Balloon Fiesta, which I don't know if you know.
What?
About over 500 balloons
yes.
go up into the air. And last year I made friends with pilots and I got to go up in a balloon last year. It was amazing. I love that job. We loved doing that. We'll probably never quit doing that job. But we also do the Rose Bowl Pasadena, the series, the Super Bowl. We were in Philadelphia working the Eagles. It was amazing.
We want to go to the balloon thing. Can you sneak us in?
Hey, I will give you guys tickets. We have an abundance of tickets. If you guys want to go, let me know. I will give you guys tickets.
I have like 10 puzzles of that. Like, I build puzzles.
Really?
Yes, all my puzzles. I have like Kodak puzzles
time to
of that.
Take it off the puzzle.
Yes.
Yep. The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I don't know what's going on with me. I say this every day now. I look forward to this moment.
Yeah.
I have so much going on that I forget. So I need the recap.
Well, we've gotten so far into the diary that I think it's hard to keep up. I think we're at, Kim suggested that they host Thanksgiving.
That's right.
Yes.
She was, her parents, she's got divorced parents.
Right.
Which I can't relate to.
Right.
But like, they're like, come to my house. And she's like, ugh.
Every year.
Because it sounds like her parents are out of state.
Yes. It sounds like
they would have to travel no matter what.
But I think they live in the same area. I don't know. Oh. Either way, she would need to travel. Mike wants to come.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a meet the rent situation.
What if they all just come here?
It was going to be a meet the rent. It was like pick one.
Right.
Now yeah. Kim's like, well, you could all come here.
But then the dad's got the girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, what did she
the
call
baby
her?
Talker.
The baby talker.
Baby talker. The weird thing about this, and I wasn't stuck on it yesterday, but you guys were, and now I am. Why is she taking advice?
From Kim.
From Kim.
I don't know.
The more I think about it, like, she can't get out of the lease. As a grown-up, you just sometimes, you made your bed, you gotta
stay.
She's
being mature
yes.
on some level. I think it's like when you have that friend that you've been friends with for a long time. We don't really know her and Kim's background, but it feels like they've been friends a long time.
Yeah.
So it's hard to just be like, and you're cut off because you flirted with my boyfriend once.
And is Kim going to be alone for Thanksgiving if they don't host? There might be something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
God, she's maybe. A Kim. She's getting everybody to adjust their schedules. So she's
to
once
her.
Again... the center of attention.
Mm. We're making assumptions, but...
We are, but they're pretty easy ones to make. So that last entry was like beginning of November, so she had some time, right, to plan. We're not... It's not like days away from Thanksgiving. Mm. I think we're around the 4th or something of November.
Oh my gosh, did we read...
Oh, God.
The 15th already?
Don't do this to me.
Yes, yes. We read the 15th already. Kim suggested we host dinner. So we are at November 20th.
Ooh, oh, okay. So we're right up against it.
And we don't
it.
Know what year this is, so we can't go back to look at a calendar and when.
Right.
Like, what if it was one like of, exactly.
3 days away.
I'm trying to think of like, yeah, we off air, maybe we could do some forensic things to try to figure it out because like, they had a Halloween party.
Right. But she was pissed on November 3rd.
Yes. So was their party on... We got to go figure this out.
Yeah, I bet we could.
Okay.
Okay. Would you like me to begin?
Yes.
November 20th. Relatively sane handwriting, by the way. I must be more of an idiot than I thought. I've decided Kim and I will host dinner for everyone here. I asked Kim if she knew what she was getting herself into, but she's actually really excited about it. Of course she is.
Aaron, why are you making a face?
Because of course she is.
Yeah, of course she is.
Everyone's bending their schedules around Kim again.
We're so mean. I think she secretly has always wanted to be Martha Stewart.
Oh boy.
Secretly only because Martha's not quite as quite glamorous enough for Kim. Mom and Dad have both agreed to be nice to each other and to whatever guests the other brings. Hmm. Mom's the one I'm worried about. Baby talker drives her just as crazy as she does me. Sally. Oh, Sally. Her name is Sally.
Hey, could you do me a favor?
What?
If you're struggling with reading things, don't make the word you keep coming back to the curse word. Okay. All right. Well, that was today's entry.
No. Hold on.
We've run out of bleeps for the day.
There. I'll have to remind Mom not to call her baby talker Sally. Mike gets to meet all the nuts. What?
All the nuts?
It looks like it says that. And Alex is even coming from college. Sibling?
Is it Alec or Alex?
Alex. I just hope Kim has some crazies come too. Oh, so it doesn't even sound like necessarily Kim's family, but there might be friends joining them. By the way, that was it. Who's Alex?
Yeah. Hey, a couple
Where
things.
Where is my
guys,
note?
Guys.
What?
I know there's a lot more pages of the diary.
Absolutely.
But we each have a thing where we could say, read one more
don't
entry.
Don't use it now.
No.
Are you?
We gotta,
I don't
then
have
don't
a
use
mention.
Yours, Aaron, but don't tell me I can't use mine.
But we got like a pretty good entry today. Yeah. I think that we need to use those when we're like, that was not enough. Or when there's like a random, you know, like, oh, and by the way, Mike was at the Twin Towers. She's just like,
so no one wants to use theirs today?
No.
Okay.
No, I do want to know who Alex is. Though,
I know.
It could be brother, could be sister, could be...
I have no other mention in my notes about him. This is the first time.
Yeah.
But it could be...
You have a note?
Of course.
Did you add Sally? Sally is baby talker's name.
Thank you.
But Alex could also just be like a friend. If you said like Kim's having people, didn't you say like Alex is coming from college?
Alex is even coming...
Okay, you guys.
From college. That could be a college friend.
No, yeah. I feel like...
A sibling.
The context, like she's writing to herself. It's somebody, it's her friend. Cause
or a sibling.
It's her brother. It has to be her brother. Oh my
or
god.
Sister. So maybe she's a twin.
Ooh, Freaky Friday. Parent Trap. Let's do that.
This is the other thing. Like, now I want to start giving her names. Like her name could be Alice. Like if they're an A family. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Alex tells us a lot about. Like, her name's going to be very average.
Really?
Sorry, like, common. I didn't mean average. I like the name Alex, but Alexes of the world hate me now.
Wait, so we think, to go back, she just turned
25, but it's not a while now.
Okay. So then to have a sibling in college somewhere between 18 and 22 checks out.
Yeah. Totally.
Okay.
But, like, if the sibling's name is Alex, her name's not, like... I can't even think of a crazy name.
Dorothea?
I was gonna say, yeah, or like Apple. You know, like it's not gonna be like out there.
Okay.
It is an A.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Did you do the terrible thing? Have you locked the diary already?
I locked.
What are you doing? One of the things we do every day is you tell us the date of the next one.
Okay.
So we can at least know, is it like November 30th? Because like, what's the latest?
It's exactly November 30th.
Oh.
Is it really?
So we're
what's
jumping.
The latest day Thanksgiving can be? You know what I'm saying? So like, will the next entry be post?
I think so.
Baby Talker and post Alex and like, will she say something like, oh my God, I love my brother?
I think the 28th.
Is the latest it can possibly be.
Yeah.
So the next entry will be?
Post Thanksgiving.
10 days ahead. Also, who makes plans that late in advance?
Me.
I need my plans by like.
Really?
You have to go to the store.
No, you know, people think that, but like, and I don't like cooking a frozen turkey. So like you can go places and buy a fresh turkey. I usually buy my turkey on Tuesday.
I just am much like Ryder, where my parents are divorced and in different cities from each other and me. So there's a lot of planning.
You're right.
Now I've got someone who I might have to go to their family. Like there's a lot of planning that goes into this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if you want to know what happens at Thanksgiving, you'll have to listen to the diary entry on Monday.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I really hate to do this, Slacker. I do think I'm going to need your assistance here in a few.
Okay.
But I have personal beef with someone in the room, and they know exactly who they are. Aaron.
I don't know.
Damn. Oh, no. Dude, I'm just going to say this, Hack. Don't be stupid. Like, she... The amount of times she says off air, Hack's the funniest person
on
the show.
Wait, hold on.
Hack is so like,
I hate
like
this.
Just,
I hate blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Ew. Also, don't make this sound weird.
You are such a.
I say Hack is the funniest person as a joke now.
No, I think
no, it's still real. True, man.
You love him so much. It's just, it's like.
Which do I hate more? The real compliment or being told it's not true? I can't decide.
I think it's time for Slacker's Court, though.
Oh.
Because.
Oh, man, I was going to buy a wig.
You
got
off the wig.
No, I have the old one.
You still have that in your backpack?
Of course, because you never know when it's going to be Slacker's Court.
His very random Slacker's Court wig. And
well, a listener gave this to me.
Yes.
From a loved one who.
Yeah, let's not go further into that. And really, this is not a. What is that? A judge's wig.
No,
it's just
but it's in the wheelhouse.
It's really not in the wheelhouse
at all.
Just pretend I have a hammer.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm almost there, people. Okay, here we go.
I hate this. May
Packer's Court is now in session.
Hello, Sir Slacker. May I please approach the stand?
You may approach.
I forgot about that.
Hello, Mr.
Sir,
Slacker.
Or Your Honor.
Sir, Your Honor, Your Honor is what
Thank
I'm
you.
Looking for. I have a case against the Aaron Doyle.
Okay.
Because it is early August and she has posted that it is fall, even in our caption for the Slacker Show.
I'm sorry.
She put an orange heart and fall leaves. It is August.
You're lucky I didn't do the pumpkin. I almost did
Miss
that.
Order in the court.
Yeah, I still have the stand.
Shut it.
Why
am I British? Right?
I don't know. You're also from like the
1800s. Right.
I have no further arguments. I really need her to stand down.
So your case is built on. Sorry, I'm just going to talk.
Okay.
Your case is built on that she posted our like July wrap.
Right.
And she used emojis of a color that are indicative of fall.
It was like, hello, August, with an orange heart and the falling leaves. As if the leaves outside are going to change in the next 4 weeks.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
They will start changing in the next 4 weeks.
Would you like to speak?
Am I a bailiff? What am I doing? What's my role here?
I don't know. Go ahead and speak.
You're bailiff. I'm walking away from the
stand. Okay,
thank you.
Aaron?
I thought Hack was... No? I'm approaching?
Yes, defend.
Well, you're going
to have
to ask to approach. Back. Okay.
May I approach
No, you may not. Tiak, come forward.
I want to hear both sides.
Okay, sorry. Aaron, approach. My wig is bugging so hard. It's just like, I got this emo thing coming over the one eye, like constantly, and I'm just like, I'm staring at Aaron through it.
The way you're like flipping it behind your ears too, it's giving Radio Rebel.
Yeah.
Tonight will be the night.
Oh my gosh. Wow, yeah.
Okay, sorry. Erin.
Yes.
Why the fall colors?
It is a mood shift in right now. July has 4th of July, summer, August. Mm-hmm. School starts. We get that mood shift, that energy change.
Then put a pencil emoji.
Erica. Sorry. Erica.
I am talking.
Order.
Thank you, bailiff.
Finally.
And I mean, if pumpkin coffee's out, I'm gonna get it.
Okay.
Got it.
Tiak, have you heard enough?
Yes.
Now you're kind of the jury, but I'm gonna. Okay.
And I haven't walked away yet. I don't understand why I'm not allowed to be happy. I don't like summer. Summer is my least favorite season.
You're not allowed to. Okay.
Erica.
Erica, approach the bench next to her.
I want you both standing next to each other. Okay. Erica, can you remind me what kind of person you were in high school?
She was student council, nerd okay. bag.
So like kind of friends with everyone.
She's like, I planned all the parties. Ugh.
Planned all the parties.
I planned the dances. I played field hockey.
So pretty social in like,
she's trying to set a trap right now.
Yeah, she is trying to set a trap.
Be careful.
You know.
What do you want to say, Erin?
You got along with everyone. You fit in. Mm-hmm. Fall spooky season is for us weirdos who didn't fit in. So I'm going to try to expand that as much as I can.
Yeah.
So I feel happy.
I'm going to.
I propose she gets September through November, Your Honor.
I'm not even willing to give her all that, but it is egregious. It is outrageous. It is wild.
It's wild.
It is wild to take the holiday that is at the end of October. and like ramp all the way back to August 1. Like that's unheard of.
She snorted.
Help me, Hack. Bailiff, will you restrain the witness?
Order. It's 2 months away from the start of the season, 3 months away from the actual holiday. Thing. It's a little early. It does feel like leaves aren't going to be changing.
I'm just saying.
You just did. Yeah. You said scary.
Fall. Well, yeah, spooky. I can give you, that can be a little bit later, but pumpkins, corn.
No, none of that.
Stuff.
None
it's
of
like
that.
It's going to be 100 degrees outside.
August is hot as hell.
Yes.
My friends at Steel Bros are still installing AC stuff,
which is kind of spooky.
Yeah.
I rest my case.
No, I take it back.
Okay, no. Text in. Has Erin, I do genuinely believe that you've committed a faux pas. You've gone too far this time. Fire.
You've gone too far.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
1059.
I'm really bad at what I'm gonna do right now, but I'm gonna do it. Whew. I need help.
Oh.
Okay.
You're like stretching your neck. You're
this
really
is a
comfortable.
Safe space.
I know.
No, it's not.
It's not. Erica makes it sort of unsafe.
Mm. Oh my gosh, you're lying. You make it unsafe.
He's projecting.
You're right. I'm sorry. This
He's in
is
denial
a
already.
Safe space.
Didn't go.
Okay, here we are. I've said this for a while, but I am really trying to be more grateful.
Okay.
I want to be just like a person who, like, I'm getting my algorithm on the socials is kind of becoming weird old bearded men saying, don't reach for your phone when you wake up. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm, how would I see this if I wasn't on my phone?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you're trying to find, you're like into a wellness side of grateful.
I just want to overall just improve. Here, there's a couple things going on. Number one, T-Hack is a master manifester.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I haven't gotten to experience that side of you.
He just
like I wanted. I don't know.
It took him a minute to think of that.
I try my best. Yeah, I try to think positive thoughts. I think your thoughts become things. So I firmly believe that.
But I also think that my complete and total negative energy has corrupted you in some ways.
It's corrupted us all.
Okay, I'll take that. You're right. It probably has. So I've been thinking about it. How do I get better at it? How do I whatever? And a little bit ago, I've been holding on to this. Erica was just talking about like her nightly routine and it fits perfectly into me trying to be more grateful. And as you talked about it, I wanted to hit you in the face with a shovel.
Because every night, once dinner's ready, my fiance and I sit down and one of us, we're chatting. It's not like we sit down in silence and then we're like, okay, it's time. But one of us eventually will say, oh, what was the best part of your day? Every night. We do not miss a night. Maybe weekends. Why does I
It gives me the heebs so hard.
Why?
Because it just feels, I want to be, I don't know how to explain what, like, somebody help me explain this. I want to be genuinely grateful and not.
You have to fake it till you make it.
Do you really? Because I'm never going to make it then.
You gotta get a journal and every night write down one thing.
Stop talking. No way. No way am I going
to
journal.
In your phone then. Text it to us. Whatever.
No. No way. I can't do that. I don't know how to do what you're. Like, so then will you let us?
She's literally telling you what to do.
Yeah.
So
no
just, I can't
thing.
Stuff? Uh-uh. No.
Oh, here comes Erin.
Like, that's such a
she's
dumb
got a
excuse.
Ruler. She's going to spank you.
Will you just can you give me some examples of what you guys have said? Like, what's the best part of your day?
Sometimes the best part of our day is that meal. Like, sometimes if it's been like a crazy day or whatever, it's like, oh my gosh, just this meal. I think yesterday mine was.
Gee, thanks.
I was going to ask, is it, it's clearly. Never me for you, but is
no, sometimes
is
it's
it
like
ever?
We had a great show, or like I felt like things you know, we made a fun video or, but I try not to do it about work too much.
Because then it feels like you're alienating your relationship or like.
It's just like there's more to life than work.
But, and this is part of my gratitude thing though. I do think we have, like, there is more to life than work, but we have the best job on the face of planet Earth.
We do.
There's not, like, not to rub it in any y'all's faces who are listening. Like, we are literally doing what you think we're doing.
Yeah.
We're just hanging out with friends right now and, like, just talking. But I do want to hit Eric in the face with a shovel. Okay, so what else?
Sometimes like, it's like, our dog didn't poop liquid today. That's a big win.
Can you be grateful for a negative? For
it's
like
the opposite of a negative.
Right,
we're
but you're
grateful for the
out-
lack of liquid poop in our lives. Recently, I was grateful because I really started to love. I take Swanson on a walk every morning, and that best part of my day that day was like I'm starting to really love these walks.
Okay, but then if you don't want to hit her in the head with a shovel yet, say what happens next.
Okay, Dane, my fiance might hate this. And I don't know how this started, but then when we're done with dinner, we always have an after dinner hug. And it's just like, you know, sometimes he gets up first because Swanson needs something or he's putting away the dishes or something. So the hug happens before he leaves the table.
Help
Slacker,
me.
You're so uncomfortable with the idea of like intimacy.
I want the intimacy. I don't want it to be.
You have to get over the uncomfortable stuff.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just got to power through it.
You would do that?
Yeah.
You would like.
Because it shows.
Okay. Oh,
thank
it's
you.
Hug time.
Well, no, it's not scheduled.
It is for her the second the phones go down.
But it's just like, it is a thing that started naturally. All of this. Like once we started having dinner together every single night, somehow this just like evolved. And I think especially the best part of your day when I was unemployed before moving here.
Okay.
It was like, I had to figure that out.
Find something to be grateful for in the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which makes sense. And you've realized not work. Because if you were doing this when you weren't working.
Right. I was just sitting there knitting hats.
It's kind of like what you always say. It's like if you're looking for cows, you'll see a cow today on your way home. And if you spend the evening going, what did happen today that was good? You will find probably a lot of things.
Okay.
Bring it in. It's hot time.
Oh, no.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
God forbid Erica's fiance dies anytime soon.
You know what, Slacker?
Yeah, no, you don't need to start like that.
That is exactly how I'm going to start this.
I don't know what you want from him. It's like you both want to be with him, and sometimes you want him to go away.
I don't want him to go away. I want you to be uncomfortable for a minute.
I'm deeply uncomfortable already.
He has some... I'm a person who has zero tattoos on my body.
Wow.
But
I know.
Because I don't want a tattoo.
Well, yeah, that's usually how you end up with zero.
I want a lot of tattoos.
Oh.
I think getting one tattoo is just like...
gateway drug.
I had one for like 8 years.
I don't know how you did that.
And then I got like 7 more.
Like, I want the thing I've always wanted with the Noah and Mia coming out of my vein kind of thing.
My question, why not?
Why don't I do it?
Like, if you're like, I've always wanted this. Noah is how old?
18.
Okay, so you've wanted this tattoo for, okay, I guess I should say, Mia is how old?
15.
So for 15 years,
don't
you've thought
him
about
like
this.
That.
I know.
I've been calling her 14 for like...
you passed.
Yeah.
So if 15 years and you just...
But I don't want to go in there... and like go, I want this thing where it's like Noah and Mia's name like coming out of my vein and a heartbeat or whatever. And they go like this. And I'm like, no.
That's fine. And
no,
then,
but like I should have it designed already.
No.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
I know, but if I
and
don't
then
like it, then it's like.
When they put the stencil on you, tell them a million times you don't like the placement. That's fine. It's going on your body permanently. Have it exactly how you want it. The end.
You know that I'm the person who will eat the wrong meal at a restaurant.
Yes, we
rather
are
than
not for any of that.
Okay, I'll go with you.
Yeah, Aaron will be there. Wrong.
I can't. I don't. Yeah.
Okay.
I have to have it designed and probably already drawn on my body when I walk in there. But that is not what we're talking about. We're talking about your fiance dying.
Stop. I don't like this negative energy.
You're right. He's not going to. But like eventually.
Well, eventually.
Right. If do you. This is a weird question. I don't think you can answer it. Do you like his tattoos?
Yeah.
You like
them a lot. Also on our first date, he like explained them to me.
Okay.
And that was, they're quite personal. So
didn't he get a 13?
He got a knife on his ankle going through a heart that has a 13 on it.
Oh.
Right when we started dating, 13 is my favorite number because of Taylor Swift. It happened to be a Friday the 13th tattoo.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha.
So he didn't have an option.
So he got it for a discount that day or whatever?
He did, but he kind of said it was like, that one's not as personal, so I can explain it. He said it was like ending the curse. And we had like just met and started dating. So it was like a little bit about me.
That's cute.
I know. Oh my
gosh. And knowing that 13 is like your favorite number now.
He didn't know that at the time.
But now it's a super personal tattoo to him. It's like grown into a personal
tattoo.
I love that.
So he had some tattoos when you met him and he got that one. How many has he gotten since you've been together?
Just that one.
Okay.
He had the whole sleeve when we met.
Do you think he'll get more?
We were talking about this the other day. He would like more, but he's like, it's kind of a pain in the butt.
Mm-hmm.
The healing process, because he gets bigger tattoos.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a time when he's like, I'm going to get a chest piece. And I was like, or not.
Well, here's why we're talking about tattoos and loved ones. This woman lost her husband. And he had a Steelers themed skull somewhere on his body. It's pretty big, so it had to be like back, is my guess.
I'm sorry.
Who's
tattooing a Steelers themed skull?
A lot of people.
So it's a skull that's wearing a Steelers helmet.
Okay.
So she had the morgue cut off the tattoo, and then she had it preserved, like flattened and almost like what you do, like taxidermy style, stretched. So it looks good. It looks like a piece of art. But then it's like, that's my dead husband's skin on the wall. And she did it like for their kid.
I really don't like it. I'm really.
But you love your fiance.
I love him.
And you understand
so much
the personalness of his tattoos and how they weave into his story and your storyline together and the whole thing.
I would rather have
gut him and
because of
skin
that.
Him.
Oh my gosh, stop
that.
It.
I no, would rather like, have someone create like an art piece that could hang on the wall that is all the tattoos.
But not his actual skin.
No. Don't you think that's going to start getting stinky?
No, because they do the thing.
Yeah,
they like embalm it and stuff.
No, it's like,
I'm sorry. Who does that? Who? What shop is open? Like, I've got some human skin for you to deal with.
I'm guessing it's a taxidermist. It would have to be. Some sort of
don't ask, don't tell kind of situation. Like, skin for you.
I mean, if you produce.
There is a guy who used to like take skin and turn it into lampshades, but anyway.
That's a bigger problem, Aaron. No,
I remember that, dude. Edging. I remember seeing like, and the lampshades.
Showed you it because I went to the thing in London, the serial killer.
Oh, yeah. He was a serial killer?
Yeah, he was like a grave robber and then would do a lot of weird stuff.
But the thing is, you know, you can take the harshest, like cool white LED light, and if you put a human skin lampshade over it, it really warms up the room. I mean, it's crazy.
How disgusting.
So cozy.
And then imagine if that skin has tattoos.
Oh my God, it'd be like, it would be, and you spin it.
I want to go
so
home.
You're a no?
I'm a no.
Okay.
I don't need anyone's human skin on my walls, thank you.
So what would you want pictures of his tattoos? Or do you
like
just want
to commission an
mind?
Art piece.
Okay.
Mm. And have that framed like a sane person.
Okay, I don't know where I stand because, and I don't want to make this an emotional moment, but like Erin did an amazing thing with her sister's remains. They do the thing where they...
Yeah, she was turned into rocks.
I know
Was she sent to space?
No, they just have the rocks.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah.
So, and they're not like...
I love that.
They're not like dumb rocks. I don't know how to say. They're like cool,
they're almost
polished.
They're round, like almost lake rocks.
They're so
and
cool.
They're like a bluish tint.
So you could like carry her around.
Yeah.
She does. Like one time we were out somewhere and she's like, whoop, and I'm like, what is that? She's like, my sister.
Oh, Aaron.
Better than a lampshade.
Yes.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
This is one of my biggest pet peeves. I know I'm not like, you know, I don't get angry about a lot of stuff, but this is one of them.
Is it not? Are you teed? Oh, no, I don't. Wait, are you not teed off? Like you just, you have a certain energy about you. So I just stayed out of the way. I mean,
I do get teed off. That was,
do you want?
I was trying to make beach fun.
Are you teed off now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, well then let's.
Yeah, don't ever stop.
I'm sorry.
With all the problems in the real world, T-Act don't care. Since all the things that seem to bug him are so unfair.
So unfair.
And so let's get teed out with T-Act.
Oh man, he's real teed off today.
What's the problem, bud?
There's apparently a lot of people out there, a lot of otherwise happy couples who are having disagreements.
Okay.
The average household has 217 disagreements every single year, which is not quite every day, but it's like 2/3 of the time.
Close enough.
About what?
About the dishes. The dishes. So this is everything from who should load the dishwasher, who should unload the dishwasher, leaving plates in the sink, who should do the dishes. And this is a big pet peeve of mine, because why are you arguing about it, period? I don't understand, because when you're in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
It's me and my wife. Mm-hmm. One of the two of us, because our kids are still little, one of the two of us needs to do the dishes.
Yes.
So what's my argument to not do them?
Mm.
Hey, you should do them? Seems like a bad choice for a husband to try to make. I don't understand why people are even fighting about this.
Do you think they're fighting over who does them or how they do them? Like the placement in the dishwasher?
It could, well, this says all of the above. So but one of them is who should do it, who should unload. But who should unload the dishwasher? It needs to get done.
There is also, there's the argument of pre-rinse or no. I mean, like, I have a dishwasher who supposedly good enough to do it, but you still pre-rinse.
Who? Is it Jeeves?
No, I mean, which is, I don't know. I don't know its pronouns. I'm just like.
What he's saying, it has to get done. I don't understand. And who are you arguing with about this?
Me? Nobody anymore. You never have to argue with me about dishes. I want to understand the logic of a human being who would take a dirty plate, walk over to the sink, and let it go.
Let me respond to that.
There's no response,
Erica. Is the dishwasher empty?
Handle it. Put it away.
Is the dishwasher dirty or empty?
Because
if it's not, and I have 2 minutes.
You're saying it's full?
If the dishwasher is clean and hasn't been emptied yet.
Okay. Then we have another problem.
And if I
when the dishwasher got done cleaning, why the F did you not?
We run it at night, so it's done when
first thing in the morning. Empty the dishwasher
first thing in the morning. My fiance goes straight to work. I get up, work out, walk the dog, feed the dog, handle the dog all morning. Whose job is it?
Yours, still.
Someone's.
How?
Because you're there. Whoever's there, to T-Hack's point, who's there? It's their job.
Dane works from home.
Yeah. I'll be honest. Oh, we do not fight about this. He more often than not deals with it. But I'm saying terms of like,
it's a good husband.
Who puts the dish, a dirty dish in the sink? Either of us, if the dishwasher is not ready to be loaded at that moment.
But then,
end of story.
Okay, then that dish, that lone dish can be in the sink for the exact amount of time it takes your happy ass to unload the dishwasher.
My happy ass.
I'm just saying. Like I come to my house sometimes and there are things in the sink.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the kids had cereal and then had some glasses of water or whatever. And there's all this stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, the dishwasher was clean. And I'm like,
did you put them away? Yeah.
What are you saying? It's like, so you opened it and realized, oh, these are all clean. And you shut it again. What is going on? Like,
what if you don't have time to unload it?
You do.
No, sometimes I'm running to work.
There are some times where like my dishwasher is clean because we run at night and morning. A lot of people in the house.
Oh, yeah.
And so I will put a dish in the sink. I'm like, I'm going to work. But I always make sure that when I get back, I unload it, whatever.
I'm going to say this. If the scenario you're describing right now, like today, I was scrambling to get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
The dishwasher was finishing a cycle. I had a cup of coffee and I put the dish in the sink and I was like, nope, I hand washed that and put it away.
Most of the time I wash them and I put them on the side of the sink. I put them in one section. So it's like those are clean to go or clean enough to go into the washer.
No. Hey, just wash
all
it.
All of you are insane.
No, we're not. You, if not you, then who? If not you, then
maybe
who?
Maybe me later.
Exactly. And that's the thing. Households are having 18 dish-based disagreements every single month for just no reason.
For no, yeah.
Just take care of it. That's like half the arguments you have in your relationship
are just gone.
Exactly. It's the easiest thing. Just do that. Unload the dishwasher. Buy flowers once in a blue moon. You're happily married.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I have a story of yet another semi spilling its load everywhere.
Okay. And I have a story that'll really make some people think twice.
I don't know what you're doing there.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
My story's out of Canada.
Big old theory.
Hey.
Oh, yeah, you hoser.
Oh, eh?
Oh, yeah, eh?
What was the first thing you said?
Take off there.
I thought you said they golf there. I was like, I don't think they're known for golfing.
Oh, yeah, they golf. They golf everywhere there, eh?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Get some back bacon there. Oh,
the Canada Transit Commission renamed its fare inspectors to a more official title, just reflecting that they have more power than ticket punchers. This is very important stuff, everybody.
Oh.
More power than ticket punchers.
Listen, we never get this serious on this part. This is good there, eh?
Right. The problem is...
Is my Canadian accent so good that it's throwing you off your game?
I had no idea what you said, so I just They have realized... Yeah. Pretty quickly that they've made a mistake.
Okay, what'd they do there?
They named the, what were they, fare inspectors. They've renamed them to the Provincial Offenses Officers. Now,
Provincial Offensive Officers.
We're going to abbreviate that.
I see
that
be a P, O, and then another O there, eh?
Another O.
Yeah, P-O-O.
So a City Hall reporter tweeted, just spotted some poos on the street. And the Transit Commission replied to them, yes, Matt, we were kids once too. It's become kind of a bit of a debate among media.
You gotta, what are you doing?
Like, you
does
gotta,
poo not mean the same thing up there?
No, it sure does. You definitely gotta think about that acronym before you name them.
Universally.
Poos. Okay. And there you have it.
All right. Well, that was fun.
No one caught it.
What did you say?
No one caught it. The way it's
through
it.
Oh, that,
I thought you made a joke that we didn't.
No, they're making the new badges and everything, and no one.
I don't know what to do right now because my story is also from Canada. There,
no way.
There's no way.
Canada, eh?
So there is one of them big old trucks up there. Yeah. Oh, it was a big truck, not the train there, eh? So the poo people, they weren't there. One of them big trucks there, he crashed and dumped his load.
Okay. I don't know that I appreciate the use of
that. Well, that's what you call it.
I don't like that.
It was a semi.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard for a semi to dump its load.
Yeah.
It can happen. Mm-hmm.
That early.
Yeah, that early, right? It just crashed and then the truck. What do you want me to say? Anyway, it dumped its whole load there on the road. It was carrying freshly picked blueberries.
Oh, blueberries.
Oh, yeah, and then it's got all squishy there on the road.
Too bad.
Kind of turned into like blueberry jelly, if you know what I'm saying, you know?
Mm.
You couldn't stick them on your fingers and eat them off one by one anymore.
Yeah, that's smart there, eh? So then there was a big traffic jam. You know what I'm saying? Because it was...
Mm-hmm.
You definitely don't want the poo investigating that.
Man.
Hey.
I know I'm supposed to do it there, but I don't think I'm going to do it. This is I don't even want to put my stamp on this one. Do you want to do it?
No.
Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have?
How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.